Are you looking for a way to start? Get started with an exercise routine? Well, we might have the program for you. I'm Jill Nadeau, in for Larry Mueller on the Ideas Network. Joining us in the studio is Angela Flickinger. She's the Wisconsin Strong Bodies Ambassador and the Healthy Eating and Active Living Program Manager in the Division of Extension at UW-Madison. And she's here to talk with us about the Strong Bodies Program. Do you have a regular fitness routine? What do you do? And if you don't, what prevents you from exercising? Well, we'd like to hear from you. Give us a call, 800-642-1234, or send an email to ideas at WPR.org. Angie, thank you for coming in.
Thanks for having me.
We really appreciate that. Let's start by talking about the Strong Bodies program. What exactly is it?
Well, thanks for asking. The Strong Bodies program was actually originally called the Strong Women program, based out of research from Tufts University. Dr. Miriam Nelson and Dr. Rebecca Seguin created the program after they had done a lot of research and wrote some books. And then they said, we need to get this out to the community. So about 1996, they created this program and made it into a community-based program. So they really wanted to go where people were and created this strength training program, which is about 12 weeks, twice a week for an hour. And it was amazing. People all over the nation were starting to do it. And it's basic strength training that gets you stronger. You can start where you're at and get stronger. And so we brought it to Wisconsin about 14 years ago. Through extension, and now we have about 17,000 participants around the state that have participated, and about a couple hundred programs going on actively right now. And so we are hopefully changing the landscape of the availability and accessibility of easy, strength, effective strength training.
And that's a lot of times when we do talk with people on the show, and we get calls from wherever in the state, and they're like, oh, that sounds great if you live in Madison or Milwaukee. But, you know, I'm up here up north and there's nothing. But it really is everywhere, isn't it?
It is. It is. We have, like I said, over 100 active classes going on, and we can increase that number. So we have trainings every year, a couple trainings every year. It's a one-day training. So people, if they're interested in leading the program, and their ADRC or their health department or their extension office is an officer in the community, they can step up and lead it and get trained and lead the program in the community.
Sure. And why did it switch from Strong Women to Strong Bodies?
Great question. So originally it was created out of research because we know that 80% of folks that are impacted by osteoporosis are women. And you have a greater chance as a woman to get an osteoporosis-related fracture than you do to get breast cancer, ovarian cancer, and uterine cancer combined. And so there was a lot of research and data with men's health and not necessarily in the early 90s with women's
That's
health.
That's an old story, right?
And especially for postmenopausal women. So we know women lose about 1% to 2% of their bone density a year after menopause. And so they created this program for specifically for women, and women can participate. And then we found out that, we know that strength training is effective for everyone, right? Everyone could be strength training 2 times a week. That's the recommendation for youth all the way up, all the way. And so we opened it up and changed the name to Strong Bodies. And so now we have it open for anybody and any age.
Oh, any age, too. So you don't have to hit a certain age before you can come and do it. I would imagine, though, most of your classes are older.
It does. We range. We've had effective classes in charter schools with 17 and 16-year-olds, who I could say that I've had classes with 70 and 80-year-olds that are stronger than the folks.
Well,
that
tells
school.
A lot, doesn't it?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And so, it can be for all abilities, but most of our participants are adults. I would say, 50 years plus.
How did you get involved in the program?
Great question. So I had went to a conference early in my career, and I was very interested in health and public health and nutrition and community-based programs. And I listened to Dr. Rebecca Nelson at a conference, and I was like, this is probably something that could, benefit Wisconsin. And so I brought it back and thought, and I was in Rock County at the time, and I thought, I'll just get, I'll put a memo out and see if anyone's interested. And I had 70 women show up to the first class. And I was like, well, I just did a needs assessment, and this is where I'm going. And so
So is that your primary job then with the extension?
So when I was in Rock County, I was a health and well-being educator. So I did a lot of health programming, but no, it was just a portion of it.
Okay. Yep. And now your title has kind of changed a little bit, but has your job changed at all?
It has changed dramatically.
Okay.
So, as we are aware, in Wisconsin Extension went into has been folded into UW-Madison, and so mm-hmm. there's been an opportunity to create an Institute of Health and Well-being, and so I oversee some health and well-being programs throughout the state, including Strong Bodies.
Okay. What are some of the other programs that you do?
We will cover evidence-based healthy aging programs, and we also are supporting schools, and we also have our nutrition program where we're doing a lot of nutrition-based program in the community.
Okay. We're talking about exercising to strengthen your muscles with Angie Flickinger. And the program is called Strong Bodies. Do you have any questions about exercise? Do you like to exercise? Why? What has it done for you as you have aged? Give us a call, 800-642-1234, or send an email to ideas@wpr.org. Now, what kind of exercises do participants do?
Yeah, so these exercises are basic strength training exercises. So participants will do 8 to 10 exercises, and they'll do the same exercises twice a week for 12 weeks, and hopefully the program will continue after that.
Sure.
So they will do arm curls and shoulder presses and wide leg squats into the chair. And so the key is to keep getting heavier weights in your hands. So if we start out with 2 pounds, then we hopefully in a couple of weeks are going to 3 or 5 or 7 or 10 pounds. So the key to the program is to progressively get stronger, and that's when you have the health outcomes.
Sure. Now, what about people who maybe are not in the best shape as far as like balance or their strength? Do you accommodate those needs?
We do. And I can give you a story of actually my mother had breast cancer about 10 years ago when I was doing this program. And so she had just finished chemotherapy and radiation. And so she was probably at her lowest strength, right, in her life.
Sure.
And she was a strong person before. She had 9 children. She was working hard her whole life and very strong. So she was probably at her weakest. And I was teaching the class in the community. And so she came to the class. And, you could visibly see how much improvement can happen in such a short time just by consistently coming to the class, doing the exercises, and, you know, and working your muscles to get stronger.
So what about like reps? I mean, that's kind of an important thing too. How many of each exercise and then how many sets do you do of that?
So in this program, we do 2 to 10 reps of each exercise twice. So we'll do 10 arm curls very slowly. We take a minute break and then we do those again. And then we move on to the next exercise.
And you do have a video on your website that you did for Wisconsin PBS. And I watched parts of that. If people really want to see what kind of exercising you're looking at, they can watch this. Go to your website, right?
Absolutely.
Is there a specific website for the program?
So you can go to our Strong Bodies, Strong Women Wisconsin Extension website, and it's on there. It's also on the PBS site, and we can put it up on your website for availability. Mm-hmm. But yes, if you just want to try it out at home, go ahead and watch the video and do the class at home, and then you might feel more comfortable walking into class or signing up for class.
Because I think a lot of people probably are a little frightened when it comes to starting an exercise, especially if they haven't done it for a long time, that they're going to hurt mm-hmm. themselves or they just can't do it. This is a pretty straightforward class.
It is. It's a good entry level, you know, coming out of rehab, and or it can be really good if you are in great shape just to get stronger.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of barriers. I'd say some of the barriers for participation is that maybe people, we didn't see our grandmothers or mothers strength training when we were little.
No.
And so you might think, oh, well, I don't know. That's intimidating. What do I do with, you know, a weight in my mm-hmm. hand? So there's all kinds of barriers, but this is a really good entry level way to learn how to effectively use those weights. And then if you want to do the program anymore and you want to do something else on your own or join a class somewhere else, then at least you have the skills and the abilities to carry that on.
Mm-hmm. What kind of stories do you have about people who have taken your class besides your mom? I mean, how's it changed their life?
Oh, yeah. So, I mean, of course, because what we learned is that, a lot of classes that we do in the community are 6 to 8 weeks and then we go away But we found out with this one is that we did it for 12 weeks and then we did it again for 12 weeks. And now we've done it for 14 years in a row, year round. So, of course, if you exercise for 14 years twice a week, you'd have some great outcomes, right? Short term, people improve their flexibility and their endurance and their balance and also socialization and their mental health. And then long term, we're really seeing specific stories about people improving their bone density, people managing their diabetes, people increasing their cognitive health. So we're really getting a lot of, you know, decreasing medication. We're getting specific stories about women and men who have participated that are starting to see those long term benefits.
Do they usually bring their friends once they've participated?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's the great thing about the program is that you don't have to advertise it once. You know, you have a lot of people that are having success, and so they want to bring their buddies. Mm-hmm. And I mean, people that have accountability built in and a buddy built in are going to do it for longer and make it part of their life instead of dreading
doing going. Yeah, that seems to be the case. Well, Chris called in and she couldn't stay on the phone, but she said rural Wisconsin does not have swimming pools, which is, you know, in the case in many times, this is really problematic for her because she has arthritis and pretty much all of the exercises she can do are limited to a pool. Do you have any suggestions for her?
Well, that's a great question. You know, first start with your doctor, right? So this program, we do have a screening. Mm-hmm. It's most people can participate, and arthritis is tricky. So if it's you're flaring up and your bones hurt, you don't want to move, and then you don't move, and then they get stiff.
It gets worse. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So it's tricky. But if it's in a time where she can manage it, she can start slow. These exercises are not jumping around. They're very slow and methodical, and so she can try. And there's good pain and good soreness that happens in your muscle, which is good. But if it's sharp shooting pain, and then she can ease off. But even going through the range of motions and building that up can help manage your arthritis.
And some of these are on the floor, but you let people sit in the chair. So, I mean, if you can sit in a chair and do some movement.
Right. Absolutely. Yeah. So all of our classes, the leaders have been trained to adapt them. So if somebody's not as mobile, that's fine. We can do it standing up and sitting down in a chair. And if not, sometimes we get on the floor and do some exercises.
So it's adaptable.
It's very adaptable.
Well, we're talking about strength training with Angela Flickinger. Do you do any strength training? Have you felt its benefits? Well, join the conversation by calling 800-642-1234 or send an email to ideas@wpr.org. This is the Larry Mueller Show. I'm Jill Nadeau. After 11:45, we learn more about the wide-ranging benefits of exercise from the author of a new book called Exercise is Medicine, How Physical Activity Boosts Health and Slows Aging. And we're talking about a specific program that's available pretty much around the state with our guest right now. And we do have a caller on the line. We'll go there right off. Nancy in Milwaukee, what's your question?
Good morning to you. My question is, I've already been diagnosed with quite advanced osteoporosis. Can these lessons be adapted to someone like myself?
Nancy, that's a great question. So we would want to get your doctor's approval for participation, right? So if you're, you know, you're actively, if you're on medication, that's helping your bone density. So you would want to make sure that you got doctor approval. And if you did, absolutely, you could start the program. And if not, that, you know, the doctor would indicate it would be counterproductive to participate, then maybe he would probably start you off at a different kind of exercise program.
Okay. Thanks, Nancy, for that call. So we've been talking about this program, but we haven't told people how they can sign up for it. So where do they go?
Great. So if you go to our website, which is Strong Bodies, Wisconsin.
Okay. Strong Bodies, Wisconsin.
Yep. Uh-huh. And on the website, there is a tab called Participating Counties. And so if you go to the Participating Counties, there's a little teardrop on every class, and it's just been updated this last month. So it should be very updated. You can click on your county and see if there's a class locally.
And we do have a link to that, I believe, on our program notes. So if you go to WPR.org/Larry and look at for this program, you'll see it there also. So that's another good place. And we do have another call coming in. Hi, Kelly. Kelly is in Green. Is that correct?
Green Bay.
Okay. We didn't quite finish that up. All right, Kelly, what's your question?
Well, I had back surgery because I had a pinched nerve in my back that was affecting my leg, my right leg. It was causing numbness from my knee down. After I had surgery, the surgery didn't help, and I'm still having the numbness and weakness. And I'm wondering what kind of things I could do that would help strength, trying to get some strength back in that leg. Also, I do have fibromyalgia, and, you know, I'm just trying to find a easy class because my stamina is not real good anymore.
Yeah, Kelly. Well, I'm sorry to hear about that because it's always frustrating when you have surgery and it doesn't help. That's really frustrating. So this would be a great class to participate in. Of course, if your doctor approves, you know, participation. Have you participated in physical therapy or occupational therapy?
Yes, I have. Yes, physical therapy. But, you know, it's not, it really didn't help much at all. I mean, it didn't help much after the surgery and everything.
Okay. Well, I mean, this is, you could try this out. Definitely listen to your body and, you know, choose the challenging points that you're going to do in the class. But strengthening your muscles, you know, around your injury is always a good idea. You just want to do it safely and effectively. And this program can help with that as long as you don't have any other underlying issues that it's going to make worse.
So it's really important to, especially in her case, speak with her physician, and maybe some other type of physical therapist might work too. I mean,
yeah, a lot of times people will come to our class after physical therapy and they'll say, hey, this is what I did in physical therapy. Mm-hmm. So the consistency of physical therapy will strengthen your muscles. And the consistency of an exercise program will strengthen your muscles. And really, we have to get your muscles stronger to start seeing some of those health outcomes.
And you can't just stop doing it and expect that
to continue. Yep, right, unfortunately.
Right. Now, we're talking, you said earlier that people can sign up to be leaders. Do they have to have any qualifications for that?
We have classes all around the state. And to sign up to be a leader, if you have participated in the program, and you feel like you could take a leadership role. Of course, we have nurses and teachers and exercise physiologists and physical therapists that are teaching the classes. But we also have community educators and lay leaders that also lead the class. So as long as you can run it through a nonprofit physically and you feel like you kind of met those qualifications that you actively strength train and you want to lead the program, we're willing to give it a shot. And some of our best instructors have been people that have participated in the class.
What kind of training then do you give them?
It is a one-day training.
Okay.
That we go through all the exercises and teach, and then we have lots of follow-up information and a whole website for them to have available for resources.
Now, does it ever go beyond those basic exercises that you start with? Do you have an advanced program?
We do. So after 6 months of teaching the regular program or the Strong Bodies program, we do have a training for the advanced program, which incorporates some cardiovascular, get your heart rate up, and incorporates different exercises. So instead of maybe doing a chair squat, maybe everyone in your class is ready to do a regular squat without a chair, or a lunge or something that's a little bit more advanced because they're getting used and they're at the, you know, maximum weight of those exercises.
So, and that's another question that I had. What kind of equipment do people need for the class?
Yeah, so it depends on what community you're in, but hopefully the community that you're in will have weights on hand. If not, it's a mat, if it's a carpeted area, if you do get on the ground, and a set of hand weights. But if you're getting stronger and you're doing the program, you're always going to be going up in weights. So we hate to see somebody come to class with 2 to 5 pounds and they're still with those 2 to 5 pounds 4 weeks later, because that means I'm not doing my job as an instructor because you're not getting stronger.
So how can you tell if it's time to switch from the 2 pound to the 5 pound?
Great question. So we know that when you're doing that, you know, 1 to 10 reps, if 9 and 10 feel like, oh my goodness, I could do another 100 of these, or I can even do 3 more of these, then we're not at the right weight. So we want to be at 9 and 10. When we're doing that 9 and 10 rep, we want to barely be able to do it in good form. Then we know we're at the right place.
Okay.
And that's something people get uncomfortable with because people don't like to push themselves. They want to be uncomfortable.
They don't. We like to be comfortable. We're talking about strength training with Angela Flickinger. Do you have any questions about starting strength training? Do you want to know if maybe you need it or you don't need it? What you're doing is enough? Please give us a call. The lines are open, 800-642-1234. And, of course, you can always send an email. Our address is ideas@wpr.org. So if there's someone out there right now that's hesitating, it's like, oh, I don't really want to do what advice do you have for them? I mean, what's in it for them?
Well, there's so many benefits, right? So we all know we should exercise. We all know we should do a lot of things.
Yeah,
but there's barriers that are created in our environments that we don't participate
in. In our own mind also.
Right? And in our mind, right? Sometimes it's transportation. Sometimes it's a physical barrier. Sometimes it's like, yeah, I'm just not there.
Yeah.
So if strength training or if this is something you watch and it's not for you, that's fine. Exercise, you know, the best exercise is the one you're going to do.
Mm-hmm.
So choose something that you like to do. But I would, there's so many benefits. There's so many benefits to specifically for strength training. So if you're struggling to manage a chronic condition like depression or osteoporosis or diabetes or heart disease, it might be a good way to manage them. If you're looking to prevent disease or prevent a chronic condition, that's also a really great reason. If you are looking to socially connect with some folks, that might be a good reason. And if you just want to explore and try it out and then it's not for you, that's fine. We just hope you find something that is for you so you can live a long, healthy, productive life.
Because we can walk, that's probably the easiest thing to do. But is there really much strength training in walking?
There's not. So walking is great, great to get your heart rate up, but your body gets accustomed, right? So if you're used to walking and you can walk for 3 hours or for 10 minutes, if you don't put in the extra effort to walk where your heart rate gets up so you're not walking faster or you're not walking longer, you're not going to get the health benefits.
Mm-hmm.
And so we get comfortable. And especially with strength training too, the only way to actually put some, you know, resistance onto your muscles is to have something heavy in your hands or using your body weight.
Mm-hmm.
And then if your muscles are sore and you've used your muscles, that means they're getting stronger. And we want your muscles to get stronger.
So get sore.
In a good way.
In a good way. Let's go back to the phone. We've got Kathy in De Pere. Hi, Kathy.
Hello. So you were just talking about strength and weights, and I didn't mention this prior, but strength and weights, instead of going out and buying weights when you're first starting out, just use a can of soup. It's 1 pound.
Yes.
Then up north, people who can't get to a pool, a public pool, check out the hotels because oftentimes they'll let you come and use their pool.
That's a great idea, Kathy. And there does, especially up north when they're trying to get tourists up there, they do have pools, hopefully inside. But that's a great idea, Kathy. And the cans are a good idea, too. There's other things you can use besides weights.
Right, right. Mm-hmm. So anything that you lift that's a little bit heavy is great. I would say if you're, you know, kind of you haven't done it for a while and you're worried about throwing out your back, then it might be better to be in a structured environment where it's really safe and effective.
Mm-hmm.
But lifting anything is better than not lifting.
Let's go to Sarah in Green Bay. Hey, Sarah.
Hi. I just want to give a plug for weight training and what a difference it's made in my life and it made in my mother's life. I started when my mother was in her early 70s and I was in my early 50s, and I could see that she wasn't getting out and about much. And we started on a weight training with a weight trainer that I still am working with here in Green Bay, Edie Strand. And it made it such a difference for my mother. Her bowling game got better. Her golf game got better. And for me, it's just been a lifesaver. If I don't do it, I don't feel good. And I've done it twice a week now for almost 20 years. And I'm a 69-year-old, but I am a strong and physically active 69-year-old. I ride horses, I go bicycle riding, I chase my grandchildren. And every time I slip and I catch myself or I fall and I don't break a bone, I say, thank you, Edie.
Ah,
Wonderful. Thank you for sharing that with us, Sarah. I'm sure you've heard that story a number of times, something similar to that, Angie.
We have. Mm-hmm. And we can't measure all the things we can prevent, right? But we can measure how people feel and what they've stated they've done. And that's, Sarah, thanks for saying that, because people have said, oh, I can pick up my grandchildren, or I can get off the couch without somebody helping me, or I have more energy to, you know, snow blow the sidewalk, or, you know, those little things, but are so important for daily life and so important for your mental health.
And I think a lot of people get a mindset, well, I'm 70 years old now, so I shouldn't be able to, I can't do that. Mm-hmm. Do you find that is the case when you start the classes?
We do. Yeah. People think, well, that's not what I saw what aging looked like. Yeah. And so they're at a certain age. But I think once you feel the benefits of it, and create kind of an environment where it's easy, then you start building some consistency.
Well, let's go to Angela in Eau Claire, because apparently she is a participant. Hi, Angela.
Good morning. I just want to say that today I've been doing Strong Bones or Strong Bodies now for 4 years. This is my four-year anniversary today.
Oh, wow.
And Eau Claire has a lot of Strong Bodies classes available, and I really can't say enough about the program. I have gone from osteoporosis to normal values in my spine and osteopenia in my femur and my wrist. And Strong Bodies was the only thing that I did different. Hmm. And you can see that the values have gotten better and better over time.
That is just amazing. How did you feel about the program before you started, Angela?
I didn't know about it before I started. I just got an email from the ADRC and thought it would be a fun way to start the new year.
Okay.
I didn't do it because I had osteoporosis. I found that out later.
Okay. All right. Well, that was opportunistic on that one, wasn't it? Well, thank you, Angela. I really appreciate that. Again, positive outlook for that.
Yeah, Angela, thanks for sharing.
And Jennifer emailed to ask, is there something that is in other states? She lives in Jackson, Wyoming, and is involved at the Senior Center as a volunteer, and this would be a great offering.
Well, this program is actually in Australia and Mexico and North America and South America. However, it's not, you know, in every state. So there are some states that have strong programs, and sometimes they just call it something else.
Sure.
I'm not sure if Jackson, Wyoming has this program, but if it doesn't, you can certainly get trained and bring it there yourself. So we've had people come to our training from lots of different states in America and go back and take it to their state, either through the extension office or through maybe their Council of Aging or Aging Unit. So we would welcome you to our training at any time.
Okay, great. And Tom emailed that he says, my wife started the Strong Bodies program 12 years ago with a friend. And when they suggested a class in New Holstein to save driving, the county leader encouraged them to take leader training. And this year marks 10 years of their group. And two more groups have grown from that in their town of 3,000. There are participants from 40 years old to 90 plus, and they are a fun group. So it must be a great experience if people are going to be doing this for so long, they're bringing in their friends, and there's that many in a town of 3,000.
Mm-hmm. It's about community development, right? It's about going to where people are and building those connections. And sometimes those connections are already there. And New Holstein, yes, we have an amazing ADRC leader in that Waupaca, Outagamie, Calumet counties, and she does a wonderful job. She has probably 30 plus classes in that area that she oversees by herself with all of these volunteer leaders who have stepped up to teach. And this is an example of taking it and then take some leadership in it and some ownership, and then having everyone else also have those benefits.
Yeah.
So that's an awesome success story, Tom. Thanks for sharing that.
Yes, definitely. Thank you. Do you have an experience you'd like to share with us? Our number is 800-642-1234. And our email is ideas@wpr.org. I usually have that memorized, but brain's not working too well today. Sorry about that. If anyone is interested in being a leader, it's an easy process, right? Just a one-day class. Is there a cost?
There is a cost. So again, you have to have it run through a nonprofit. So okay. When it was created, they really wanted this program to be available to everybody. And so we actually suggest that everyone in the state that's offering the training have it be a suggested donation.
Okay.
So some of the classes are $5 for 12 weeks and some of them are up to like $30 for 12 weeks, but still $30 for a 12-week class is very reasonable.
Very.
And it's always a suggested donation.
Okay.
So if that time you don't feel like you can make that contribution, you just want to, you know, donate a little less or a little bit more. That's how it's set up. Mm-hmm. And so the training, if you can get the nonprofit to sponsor you to do the training, that's great. It's $250 for the one-day training. And there also is scholarships available for that, too.
Oh, so there is a lot of opportunities for people. What do you teach the leaders at this one-day workshop?
Yeah, so we go through each of the exercises. We go through all the research behind it, the ongoing research that they're doing currently with universities and extension around the nation. And we really have them feeling comfortable from being maybe sometimes a participant to being in front of the class. It feels a little bit different. So we practice counting and practice exercises and practice all the things that people can do unsafely in the exercise to make those corrections.
Mm-hmm.
And then we spend a lot of time problem solving about how to go back into the community and set it up for success.
Mm-hmm. And how much of the is training to make sure that people are doing the exercises correctly? Because doing an exercise incorrectly could leave you with some problems, too.
That's the majority of the training is really mm-hmm. focusing
okay.
on that.
Yep. Okay. And how many people are usually in a class?
Usually we have about 15 to 25 people getting trained in a class.
Okay.
For the leader training.
Mm-hmm.
And in the classes around the community, there's, you know, anywhere from, you know, 8 to 30 people, depending on what the instructor feels comfortable
okay.
with.
Okay. And the room, I'm assuming, right?
Yeah. And the size of the room and the location.
All right. Let's go back to the phones. And we've got Sandy online from Muskego. Hi, Sandy.
Hi. I'm wondering if you go up to like 10 pounds doing the weights, is that enough or do you have to keep progressing further and further and further?
Well, I have a nice little sheet that talks about progression and when you've gotten to a place where you feel really, really strong and that you're kind of at like a normative strength, then we want to maintain. So it depends, and it depends on what exercises. So, you know, 10 pounds on a shoulder press is much differently than 10 pounds with an arm curl because your biceps are much stronger than your shoulders. So we want to get at a weight that's that feels really strong and that we can progress. And then we want to maintain after that. Or sometimes at that point, it's time to change the exercise, right? So it's time to change maybe the what we're doing to make it a little bit more difficult. Because as, like I said, if you want the health benefits of strength training, if you want like the health outcomes, we need to get stronger.
Mm-hmm.
And maintaining is a good thing too, if you're already at a really strong place.
And again, if you go up too high, you have a risk of injury, don't you?
Right. Well, mm-hmm. if you go up too high and you aren't doing it, the exercise, safely and correctly.
Mm-hmm. What about adding more sets or more repetitions?
Yeah. So in this program, it specifically is 10 and we want to work on the weight portion. But there's depending on what kind of muscles you want to build, anywhere from sometimes people recommend 8 to 20 reps of exercise, depending on, you know, the size of the weight also.
Yeah, 8 to 20. So again, that's a big range. Mm-hmm. So it makes sense to start with someone who has experience, right?
Right.
Yeah. And let's go over once again how people can get involved in their, how to find one in their area, what's required, all that basic stuff.
Right. So you can go to our website, Strong Bodies Wisconsin or Strong Women Wisconsin, and you can go to the Participating Counties tab and you can find a local class. And if there isn't a local class, you can call your ADRC or call your extension office or your health department, encourage them that it's a need, because if it's a need, they might respond. And or you can become a leader yourself. So if you go to that website, you can also watch the class yourself to see if you might be interested. And then if you do find a program, we would love for you to call that person and sign up or call whatever organization in your community is doing the program.
Now, for those who might possibly not have access to your website, where is there a phone number that they can call, or where else can they get information?
So if they want information, they can, you know, feel free to email me or call me, and we can give you that information for you to put up on your website.
Okay.
If you're looking for specific resources, and they might be in your community locally, that might be the contact.
Mm-hmm. Okay, great. Well, thank you so much, Angela. And if you have one thing to tell people who are really thinking about exercising this year but just haven't pushed themselves, what would that be?
Just do it. The time is right. And it would be great if we all just took one little step or one little leap of faith to get healthier.
Absolutely. And we're not talking about Nike. So we've been talking with Judy Foreman about, I'm sorry, we have not been talking. We will be talking to Judy Foreman about her book in just a bit. But right now, we have been talking about the Strong Bodies Exercise Program with its Wisconsin ambassador, Angela Flickinger. Stay with us. As I said, our next guest is going to be talking about physical activity and how it boosts health and slows aging. That's next on the Ideas Network.